In 1970, Hunter S. Thompson and a British illustrator named Ralph Steadman began a collaboration that would become to be known as Gonzo Journalism. Hunter Thompson committed suicide 7 years ago, but Ralph Steadman, who's now 76, continues to work. His ink-splattered, unruly drawings, paintings, and caricatures continue to inspire artists and musicians. A husband and wife team has spent 15 years working on a film about Ralph Steadman called For No Good Reason. Vicky Barker attended the London premiere.
Every morning, Ralph Steadman wakes up in his country estate in rural England and attacks a piece of paper, hurling ink, blowing paint through a straw, scratching away layers to reveal lines and forms that surprise even him, he says. At one point in the film, we see Steadman and beat writer William S. Burroughs using Steadman's drawings for target practice. Not so much creative destruction as destructive creativity, filmmaker and friend Charlie Ball.
He believes that by taking it to a point of no return at the very beginning, he has nothing to lose.
A ringing telephone is a leitmotif in the film, as in Steadman's life.
Well, the phone rang.
I had Ralph. This is Hunter.
It's how most of his jaunts with Hunter S. Thompson would begin. Thompson, who never met a politician or a substance he couldn't abuse, in the pursuit of what he famously called gonzo journalism, where the tale-teller becomes the tale. Rolling Stone's co-founder, Jan Wenner, explaining how he first sensed that Steadman, better than any photographer, could best illustrate Thompson's caustic stream of altered consciousness reportage.
The thing about Ralph's work is it was just the energy, the anger, the venom that was just spewed out. And that's what I loved.
Under Steadman's pen, then-candidate Richard Nixon would lean over a podium, his nose morphing into a vulpine snout. Steadman could keep up with Thompson's drinking, but never had much use, he says, for the drugs. Their relationship was difficult. Still, Thompson's 2005 suicide hit him hard.
I haven't seen Ralph since the signing of Hunter's memorial poster.
The actor Johnny Depp serves as our guide in the film. Friends of both men, Depp starred in the movie based on Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Depp and Steadman try to make sense of Thompson's suicide.
The way I came to terms with it was that this is a man who dictated the way he was going to live his life. Mm. He was most certainly going to dictate the way he left.
Yeah.
And he did, you know.
He did, exactly.
The press launch for No Good Reason is held in an enclosed, jungle-themed courtyard at London's Barbican Centre, complete with rushing stream and the occasional bird squawk issuing from unseen loudspeakers. Producer Lucy Ball says even the youngest, hottest musicians instantly signed on when they heard the film was about Steadman.
Somehow Ralph reaches the whole kind of creative world on all spectrums.
In person, Steadman has twinkling eyes and a kindly manner. All his rage seems to get channeled through his pen. The illustrator of Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail shakes his head regretfully. There just isn't much grist for the satirical mill in the 2012 race.
You see, the problem is there are no Nixons around at the moment. That's what we need. We need a real good Nixon.
A figure to inspire, well, Fear and Loathing.
Give something for other people to get their teeth into, you know, to really loathe him, to become themselves more effective as opposition leaders.
He says he still approaches every blank sheet of paper with no expectations, but with the same blazing desire that first drew him to cartooning 5 decades ago.
Wanting to change the world, you know. And I think I have changed the world because you know what? It's worse now than it was when I started.
The title of the film turns out to have been one of Hunter S. Thompson's set phrases. When Steadman would ask him why they were going on a particular errand or chase or quest, Thompson would reply, "For no good reason, Ralph." For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.